Thank you, Sarah. The final set of news stories for today's recording begin with smartphone doorbells giving residents a problem. Flat residents on Coronation Avenue in Rollesby are complaining about a new entry system for their block, which calls their mobile phones when someone is ringing at their front door. They say poor phone signals in the village mean they often miss visitors, even if they are in, because their calls do not come through. The system also allows visitors at the door to make video calls to them, but residents say this can end up draining their data. They also say delivery drivers are often confused by the high-tech intercom and just end up banging on the doors and windows to make deliveries. The new intercom system, installed by Great Yarmouth Borough Council for 4 properties on Coronation Avenue on April the 1st, relies on wireless technology. Visitors have to type in the flat number they want on a control panel outside the main entrance to the block. This then puts a call through to the resident's landline, mobile, or smart device. The mobiles mean residents can see who is visiting, even if they are not at home. But not all those living in the flats have landlines, and those that do not struggle with poor mobile reception. The council says it has arranged a visit to the flats with its surveyor and the system supplier.
James Adams, head of Year 5 at Firside Junior School in Helsden, raised more than £1,700 for new outdoor play equipment by completing the London Marathon in 5 hours and 34 minutes. Mr. Adams said it felt like a real privilege to take part, especially knowing I was running to raise money for Firside Junior School. Being able to contribute in that way made all the training and the marathon itself worth it. The funds will support the school's involvement in the OPAL scheme, Outdoor Play and Learning. Lucy Seagrave, assistant head of school, said, "Through OPAL, we are rethinking how playtimes look and feel. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, we aim to create a rich, engaging outdoor environment where every child can find something meaningful to do." Pupil supported Mr. Adams throughout his fundraising journey and tracked his marathon progress. Mrs. Seagrave said, "So many families were tracking him throughout the race and watched live as he crossed the finishing line."
A major step to tackle the shortage of NHS dentists in Norfolk has been taken, with applications now open for the first places at the region's new dental school. With many in Norfolk unable to access NHS treatment, the University of East Anglia is on the brink of starting up new undergraduate training places for dentists, a move which could help solve the problem. By training up students at a £3 million dentistry centre in an extension of the Edith Cavell building at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, the UEA hopes it will increase the number of dentists who stay to live and work in the county, opening up more NHS spaces. After years of campaigning, including by Norfolk MPs, UEA has been allocated 25 government-funded undergraduate dental training places per year, with the first cohort expected to start in September 2027. Professor David Maguire, Vice-Chancellor of UEA, said, "Opening applications for dentistry is an important milestone for UEA and for the region. These new training places will help us develop the skilled workforce needed to improve access to NHS dental care across Norfolk and East Anglia."
Furious folk are battling to save their beloved social club after the council decided to evict its members following a row over rent. Devastated neighbours have vowed to keep Spixworth Social Club, where they've enjoyed cheap drinks and live music for decades, open after it was given 8 days to leave the site. The club, based in Crosswick Lane, has roughly 600 members and has been at the centre of the community for 50 years. But members say Spixworth Parish Council, the trustees, are pushing them out and have been trying to take over the site for the last year. They are evicting the committee on May the 30th after a row over its plans to increase the rent to £625 from £100. Brian Edwards, 78, who has lived in Spixworth for 50 years and is a committee member for the club, said, "The social club was in financial difficulty at the time. Now the parish councils are pushing us out. They can't take over the club. We have worked so hard to build it up. A spokesman for Spixworth Parish Council said, following unsuccessful negotiations regarding the new occupation licence, we confirm that the previous licence held by Spixworth Social Club expired on July the 4th, 2025. The social club itself is not closing and wish for the club to continue to operate as a welcoming, friendly, inclusive space for the whole of the community to enjoy.
A bid to install modern phone boxes around the city has been met with a backlash from authorities who say they are distracting and unsafe. New World Payphones want to install five of the new devices, which bear some resemblance to the traditional telephone kiosks across Norwich. The new boxes would provide a cashless phone, interactive maps and public information, as well as a defibrillator. Advertising displays would also be shown on the back of the kiosks. However, officials at Norfolk County Council and City Hall have raised concerns about the scheme. Highway officers at County Hall have recommended it refuse plans to install the phone boxes on Magdalen Street, Duke Street, Theatre Street, Carrow Road and Canary Way. They say the boards could be dangerous for drivers, cyclists and pedestrians, affecting visibility and being distracting. However, officers said they would not raise an objection to the Magdalen Street and Carrow Road spots if screen display times were set to 10 seconds. The images shown were static and there were no sound. They also said lighting should be set at certain levels for day and night.
Finally, a cycling duo break records on a world adventure. A Norfolk father and son biking duo have reflected on their world record-breaking adventure, saying it has really restored our faith in humanity. George Kohler, 57, and his son Josh Kohler, 23, broke three world records in their astonishing 400-day odyssey, journeying across 30 countries and on bike to raise money for UNICEF. They have now returned home in Halvergate near Great Yarmouth after raising almost £70,000 and have started to reflect on their life-changing experience. After setting off on March the 29th last year, the Kohlers travelled more than 18,000 miles across Europe, Asia, South America and Oceania, while Joshua vlogging the journey on his YouTube channel. They were welcomed back home in Halvergate by lots of people and a rapturous reception before being awarded with three Guinness World Records. Their journey has seen them become the fastest father and son to circumnavigate the world on bicycles, cycle through the most countries as a father and son duo, and travel the furthest distance by father and son on bicycles. Josh said, "I am so grateful for being able to spend so much time with my dad. The world is a good place and people are friendly 90% of the time. Everyone we met welcomed us with open arms."
That's all the news items for this week. Did you know that we are now available as podcasts? A podcast is a whole program accessed on a smart speaker, smartphone, or computer and available when you want to listen. You can listen to all your Chatterbox favourites from the weekly news, Norfolk Magazine, Chatteround, and, of course, Just Talk, simply by opening your podcast app. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, Podbean, etc., and searching for the Chatterbox program you would like. Ask for Chatterbox Chatteround to hear conversations for local people. Search for Chatterbox Norfolk for features and regular stories from around the county. Chatterbox Weekly News will bring you all you need to know about the fine city, whilst Chatterbox Just Talk will fill your ears with our regular nonsense and a perplexing quiz. You can activate the subscribe button and be notified whenever a new episode is launched.
We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox and we hope you have enjoyed it. Our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who have produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorst and the sound was Simon Pitt. If you would like to let us know anything about the items you have heard about today, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Don't forget to keep listening for May's edition of Chatteround, which will follow on now. And with that, it's time to go. We hope you have enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So from me, Neil, and Marianne, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.